Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, presented by your Baltimore area Jiffy Lube locations. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, Oriole General Manager Mike Elias. Good morning to you, Mike.
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
Doing well. Doing well. Mike, we talk about the frustration level of the fans. We insinuate about the frustration level from the players. But with so many players on IL right now, what type of frustration level is that for the general manager that put the team together and have so many players on the IL right now?
In a rough stretch. I mean, we're not able to hide from that. And it's been a really tough way to start the year. We've certainly dug a hole. As you mentioned, we've had a lot of injuries. I just think that's part of it, though. We've got guys that aren't performing well. We've got moves that I made that aren't bearing fruit. We just have a lot of things that haven't broken our way. And this is coming off of the heels of our playoff disappointment last year. So it's been a rough stretch, and people are frustrated, and I can understand it. And we're working right now. We've got a big home or a big road trip coming up that I hope we can start to turn things around. And we're trying to get guys healthy. We're trying to get guys back on track. We're trying to repair the roster to whatever degree that we can. But right now, we've got to just focus on what's ahead of us. And we got a lot of hard work, but we also have a lot of talent on the team.
You mentioned all well. You mentioned frustration. Obviously, we hear it every day as well. Just like you do, we hear it from the callers and people we meet and all that. It's your 13-20. It's been very frustrating beginning to the season. Injuries, of course, are a huge part of this. But something seems to need some change, or something's got to give here. You can't get rid of all the players. Is the manager's job safe?
Yeah, this is not something that the manager is impacting on the team. I think we've got a rotation that's ranking towards the bottom of MLB right now. I don't think that's going to be the case forever, but we've started off with really bad starting pitching. We've got guys on the IL. We do have, you know, hitters that are frustratingly underperforming right now in a lineup that's just not clicking the way it's got to be, and I think that's something that we've got to figure out internally, and we're doing that. But you know, right now this is an issue of not pitching well night to night and not being healthy enough and then not getting our guys to click. So it's really on the whole organization. Obviously that starts with me, and we're working on it.
Mike, they told me I had to ask the tough questions and something that's on everybody's mind. Do you think the Ravens letting go of Justin Tucker is a football move or not? No, I'm kidding. Listen, hey, Mike.
I got enough stuff to talk about with the Orioles.
I'm kidding, man. I'm in that group, and I don't know if it's a smaller group that I didn't want to see Mayo, Basayo, or Holiday go. I don't know how much you can talk about it to agree, but I'm assuming when teams come a-calling, those are the first names that they bring up.
Yeah, those and others. You know, we've had a lot of really top positional prospects the last couple of years. You know, last winter, everyone was asking for Kowser and Westberg, and you know, you make decisions to hold on to guys, and you hope that it works. And right now, we have several young hitters doing well at the minor league at the top of our farm system. Mayo's up with the team right now. You mentioned Samuel Basayo, who's really exciting. Enrique Bradfield's doing really well, our center fielder in Double A, although he's coming back from a hamstring injury currently. And Vance Honeycutt, our first rounder last year, another impact defender in center, is off to a pretty good start too. So we certainly have young hitters, and other teams are interested in them. You know, we'll see where the conversations lead and where the team is, but we're hoping to be in a buyer type of mode here as we get into the trade deadline, but we have a lot of work to do in the standings.
Oriole General Manager, Executive Vice President Mike Elias joins us on the Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Mike, I asked you about injuries before. I want to stick with that because it seems to be an epidemic around baseball. Why are we seeing so many pitchers end up on the IL? They're dropping like flies. But I mean, I guess sometimes you can't come up with one singular answer. Before there be such a baseball issue, is there something that maybe we're not doing in training or whatever around the league that's not benefiting these pitchers?
Well, yeah, it's definitely a league-wide, although right now we have a little bit more than our fair share, kind of more than most teams right now. I don't think it's anything that we're doing, although we are looking at that just to to be careful. I mean, this is something that's a huge conversation. The commissioner's office, the union, everybody's looking at it. I don't have a pat answer about it. I think guys are throwing harder and nastier stuff than ever. Pitchers are kind of going short in their outings more than ever because they're max effort on every pitch. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the way that the game has evolved in this technology era where you're able to measure how nasty every single pitch is. Guys want to throw nastier and nastier pitches. The hitters are able to hit them farther and farther. They want to miss bats more than ever. It's not good. It's something that baseball's got to figure out, because to see all of our star pitchers drop like flies because of injury, that's just not good for anybody. So I hope it's something that we can figure out. But right now we're in the middle of, like you said, it's an epidemic. It's a crisis.
Do you think it has anything to do with the fact that kids, instead of playing like baseball, football, basketball, wrestling, track, or whatever, they play baseball year-round from the time they're little, and they're not developing other muscles, other muscle memory, and by the time they reach the major league level with the, you know, high minors, they put a lot of wear and tear on young arms. Is any movement to thing that address that at a younger age?
Yeah, they play a lot of baseball. The pitchers do a lot of pitching, and you know, it's because they're trying to be better and better and better than the next guy. And, I'm not sure that the extra repetitions and the extra practice, it might help them get better. But the problem is that it does wear you down, or at least we think so.
Mike, I got to ask you about Charlie Morton. I mean, I don't need to tell you the numbers. He's putting on two guys every single inning at least. How long is the leash with this, and how long can you go? Because I understand, look, he's got a track record, but he is at the back end of his career. What are your thoughts on Morton?
Well, it's definitely been problematic. I mean, we brought him in to stabilize the rotation with his veteran experience, and you just look at his statistics and his stuff, and he's been great for the Braves the last 4 years. He's been super consistent, super durable, and he's got good stuff this year. He's just not getting anybody out, and it's been a huge problem. So we can't keep doing the same thing. So we've moved him to the bullpen. And, right now he's one of our options in the organization for that role. But, we're going to keep working with him. And I think his stuff and track record suggests that he's better than this. But it's certainly been one of the big factors for us getting off to this really disappointing start.
Orioles General Manager, Executive Vice President Mike Elias joins us on the Big Bad Morning Show. Mike, I remember last year, Colton Cowser was a guy that at some point you discovered, you said, we're going to put him in the lineup every day, regardless of who's on the mound. Lefties, righties, tough lefties even. We've noticed this year that the youngster, Holiday, against some lefties, is out of the lineup. Does there come a point where you say that this guy's a stud, he's going to bat against the tough lefties, and he's there regardless of who's on the mound?
Yeah, I've certainly been aware of kind of the fan rumblings, the conversation around this, and I can understand it because our team's not hitting and our lineup's not clicking. You kind of look for reasons. Baseball, there is no hiding from the fact that same-handed hitters against same-handed pitchers have a tougher time. And you'll notice when you're watching our games, when Gunner's up, in a big spot, they'll bring in a left-handed pitcher to face them.
Yeah.
And you'll see other teams platoon their lineups. Platoon means put in a righty against the lefty or vice versa. Like, this is something that's going on all around the league. Now, when you have a young guy, Holiday's a good example. Kerstad's a good example. We believe in them very highly. They're high draft picks. They're going to have the ability to emerge in the stars and be able to hit against both sides of the plate, kind of like we've seen from Gunnar Henderson. Mm-hmm. But that's a little bit of a process. And step one is you hit better and better against right-handed pitching first. And I think we're starting to see that from Jackson. You'll start to see him sprinkled in there against lefties more. It's a little bit of a gradual process, but this is not something that we're making up, that it's harder for those guys to hit against lefties, especially early in their career. So we're aware of it, but this is, it's part of the game today. And it's all around the sport.
Mike, stepping back, like taking the higher 10,000-foot view, the National League seems to me just a lot stronger at the top. I mean, they've got like Dodgers, Padres, Giants, Mets. They all look like really powerful teams. I don't see that. I don't think the Yankees are a really good 19-win team right now, just from looking at them. That's why I don't know if there's blind homerism, But if the Orioles get healthy, is the American League still pretty wide open?
Yeah, and I think that's part of the frustration with where we're at. I mean, we've got on the position player side, especially like the talent level to kind of match up with the rest of the American League, and we've put ourselves in a position now where we're playing from behind. There's a ton of schedule left, and I think we're only 5.5 games back of the division lead despite our bad record. So there's plenty of opportunity to do what we want to do and win the division or at least make the playoffs. Because like you said, I don't see a huge talent gap across the American League, but we've got to execute. We got to pitch better. We gotta win some games and start stringing some streaks together. But you're right, the NL's stronger. The Dodgers are over there. There was a lot of big teams, big payrolls over in the National League that we have less of in the American.
Mike, we get asked all the time about the team spending money. When are they going to spend money? They thought you'd spend more in the offseason. They also ask about extensions for the young players. And I know it's not like you guys aren't trying, but not every young player is going to sign one of those deals. What are your thoughts on the spending? Are we going to see more? And can you kind of touch on the fact that, you know, people want you to sign these young guys to extensions, but they have to want to do it as well?
Well, yeah, first of all, the new ownership group and David Rubenstein and the rest of the guys running the ownership group have been tremendously supportive from a financial standpoint. So the wherewithal and the willingness is there, and it's going to be there going forward. And we spent this winter and increased the payroll quite a bit. Now, not a lot of that's borne fruit yet, but it's early in that regard. And yeah, I credit them in supporting us. I think that there are realities to running a baseball team when you're not in one of the major markets and in one of the big cities. And you know, I don't like to talk about this because it never comes off well, but it's just the reality of the situation where there's a certain amount of measurement that's necessary to keep the team healthy and to keep an eye on the future and your farm system and the type of contract commitments that you have. And so we've got to be a little bit realistic and a little bit careful running this team. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, the fact that we're starting off in last place, that's bad, and that's not part of the plan. So this isn't going to plan, but this isn't something where a team like us is going to be able to keep blows with the Dodgers and the Mets and the Yankees every bit. So we've got to be smart, and the ownership group has every ability and intention to help us run this team optimally, and I think that you're going to see a healthy level of spending across the future here with the Baltimore Orioles in a way that we haven't because of these guys.
General Manager, Executive Vice President Mike Elias, Baltimore Orioles. Mike, thanks a lot for your time this morning, my friend.
Thanks for having me on.